Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back in to the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer here with you. Bills, Falcons, 7:15 tonight. We've got the Buffalo doubleheader, so to say, as the Sabres take the ice against the Colorado Avalanche. That is a 12:30 faceoff at KeyBank Center. Nice little matinee day for everyone here. If you have the day off, by the way, I would suggest, why don't you go down to the Sabres game? But they also probably have made people pretty mad through their first two games. And it's only two games. I always am of the like that if you want to gauge a hockey team, you wait until at least the first 10 to 12 on what they're showing you. But, man, the Sabres, they cannot have, they couldn't have started worse through their two losses to open the year. How bad is it, by the way, the first two games? Here's your depressing stat of the day. The Buffalo Sabres have as many goals right now to start this season through two games as Sharks enforcer Ryan Reeves. I see Owen, I think he's laughing at that.
Yeah, that's
Ryan Reeves.
That's a sad thing to think about.
Yeah.
It's sad to think about the fact that Ryan Reeves is still in the league to begin with.
You know the most sickening thing about it? It was a really nice-looking goal by Reeves.
It was actually very skilled,
very
impressive.
Who would have thought Ryan Reeves has it in him?
That's the you know, we talk about these Sabres guys, you know, Gjertsen and, you know, his fellow ilk of hockey player.
Rempe on the second power play, you know, for the
Travis
Rangers.
Travis McDermott, that kind of guy. They are, despite their roles, still very impressive hockey players.
Yeah. Have you ever played pickup with a guy like even like Andrew Peters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He will dance around you like there's no tomorrow.
Make you look like a fool.
Make you look stupid.
Yeah, no doubt. But, and so you see those flashes every once in a while, and that's what that Reeves goal was for San Jose. That was really
Was. And, like, granted, I said that about, like, you know, have you ever played pickup against an NHL enforcer? You're going to look silly. Mm-hmm. Reeves did it against the Ducks.
Right. That's you can look silly out there listening. Ideally, you know, who's a defenseman even on the Ducks at this point? Not Cam Fowler anymore. An NHL-level defenseman does not get made to look silly by the likes of Ryan Reeves.
Until they do.
Yeah, then you've got issues.
That game was wild, too. There were like six goals apiece by them. Who ended up winning that game? Because I do remember, like,
I fell asleep.
Kreider tied it at 6-6. Right. What's that like, by the way? Six goals by each team in a game? I remember a couple years ago. That's fond memories right there. But yeah, no, the Sabres, you couldn't have started worse.
No.
I was
nightmare start for them.
Nightmare start for them. We learned the hard way that there's only 72 of those chicken parms.
Yeah. Tough. I'm shooting down there right when I get when we get off the air here, and I'm wondering, like, are there going to be any of those chicken parms left?
You know, kill the stream early. You got to get there like an hour before puck drop at this point.
Well,
from what I heard,
past that.
We're already past it. You're already too late.
Indeed.
Probably. Indeed. Unfortunately, maybe not. I don't know.
We'll
maybe
see.
Maybe people are not feeling it. It's a holiday. It's a matinee. Maybe like, it's too early for that kind of thing.
It does seem a little early to eat a 4-foot sub. I will not argue that point. Not that it's not being done. I'm sure there's somebody in there going to town on it as we speak.
Yes, it was the sheer numbers of like, hey, there's 19,070 people and 18,998 of them will not be able to purchase this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of food, though. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that. Yeah, like, that's a lot that you have to make.
That thing's a massive. Yeah. They brought it in.
They brought it in for
last week, and when we were all looking at it, they brought us two, and we're like, we did not need two of these monstrosities. I mean, we got four of us working the show. We'll be just fine with one.
But Zach and I took a couple of pieces of that as well, and welcome to my unhealthy obsession. You know, I've got to give the credit there that at least they brought us something nice there.
For sure. For sure.
Some goals today.
That would be
Josh Norris cooler. Isn't going to do that. Elliot Friedman mentioning that he's reporting that Norris is going to miss probably around 8 weeks due to the injury that he suffered in the first game.
So like 20, 30 games.
It's going to be around 20 games to start. So that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Facing Colorado after the scars of last year is also going to be tough. But if I'm going to subscribe to my usual mindset, which is last year doesn't guarantee that this year is the same, then hopefully it's not an entirely maddening game, or they can get blown out 6-2 and it's not the same as the last two games against Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah, we'll see.
But if you want to hear more on the Sabres and Sabres pregame, Brian Koziel has you covered over on our sister station, the Bet 1520, as the Sabres take the ice against the Avalanche in about an hour's time at 12:30. Why did I have to bring up the Sabres, though, today? It is for one reason. It's to laugh at the Jets. Wait, that's not how that's supposed to go, right? No, it is. The Jets at 0-6. Granted, they didn't need to fall to 0-6 for me to say this, because they were already in a wayward season. But man, as a Sabres fan, a Sabres supporter, thank goodness the New York Jets exist. Because if the Sabres are going to end up continuing a playoff drought, I hope they do not, at least the New York Jets are there. At this point, the Jets are going to start threatening the Bills on that playoff drought of 17 years. We are getting there. And it doesn't look like it's getting better anytime soon. Aaron Glenn does coach a little bit timid. Justin Fields is not it at quarterback, and any Justin Fields stands, they probably need to simmer down a little bit now. Not even a little bit, probably all the way. To have minus 10 net yards passing, though, is abhorrent. And also, I'd say, yeah, it's a blight on football. But considering how bad the Jets are, the Dolphins as well, you've got Tua calling out players being late to players-only meetings. I found that one weird, though, because a lot of people are criticizing Mike McDaniel for that. It's a players-only meeting. That means it's on Tua. If Tua's calling these players-only meetings and these players are late for them, that might mean something about what they think about Tua at this point, unfortunately for him. It's probably an indictment on both the head coach and the quarterback. You probably establish a culture where you get to be a little bit more on the free-flowing side of things, not lazy, but like, you know, hands off, laissez-faire. But it just, it doesn't look like it's getting any better anytime soon for either of those organizations. And here come the Patriots again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Annoyingly so. But I think it has more to do with the fact that the Jets and the Dolphins in particular are staying in the basement fighting for last place, to where it's not going to get any better for those teams anytime soon. I am curious to see if the Jets do end up surpassing the Bills' playoff drought of 17 years. It's going to be something to keep an eye on at this point, especially because the Bills are still the Bills. The Patriots are back now too, it seems. Maybe they're the benefactors of an easy schedule as well this year. But the Jets have a lot of that schedule, and it's not working for them. They haven't even gotten a single win yet. And with how Woody Johnson runs things with that organization, it's not going to get any better. So yeah, the Sabres may be down on their luck to start the year, but at least we have the Jets. Because if the Sabres are going to remain in a playoff drought, they're still not number one on the list for the longest droughts in major sports. 803-0550 is the number to call. We'll go to Mike. Mike, what you got for us? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Hey guys, how are you? One of the things that yesterday I watched the Tampa game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys watched the Tampa game, but
I did. Yes,
I just find it inconceivable that a team can have three great wide receivers, first of all, which we don't, and then have a number four, number five, number six wide receiver who run wide open the entire game, and we can't get a wide receiver to have any type of separation. We're 28th in the NFL in terms of wide receiver separation. It's either a Brady scheme problem or a talent problem. And it's just inconceivable that his wide receivers ran wide open against a good San Francisco defense yesterday, and we can't seem to ever make that happen.
Mike, I appreciate the call. And Tampa's become an interesting case. With how Mayfield's been playing, and I do think that a lot of it also might have to do with, at some point, once you get to like wide receiver four, five, and six are also getting open, it probably is scheme, and it is probably design at that point. Talent can only mean so much if you're going down the depth chart. The Buccaneers had all three of their top wide receivers injured at some point in that game, with Egbuka leaving the game against San Fran, and Mayfield still is performing at an apex style that you can never think right now that it's not Mayfield the favorite for the MVP. The way he's playing, it's got to be Mayfield, at least at the start. For how he's been performing, Baker Mayfield's absolutely one of those guys. Also, Bucky Irving's been out. They're missing both parts of the right side of their offensive line at right guard and right tackle. Their starter's injured. And Baker Mayfield keeps playing well and leading Tampa to wins. So, yeah, it might be a skill issue. It might be a scheme issue. It might also be Mayfield's probably facing less too high safety. So a scheme issue, but on the other side. It can be a lot of things, and it's probably a combination of all of them. But yeah, I watch Drake May uncorking it against the Saints and putting up deeper and intermediate throws. Yeah, it's frustrating to watch a little bit right now, but at the same time, defenses are going to call it a little differently against certain quarterbacks. That is something that cannot be ignored either, is how I'd like to say that. Keep things going here as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Rob in Connecticut. Rob, welcome in. What you got for us?
What's going on, Derek? Just wanted to, and Owen in the background. Love listening to you as well. You know, I was sitting here listening to you last week when you were talking about that 2 foot chicken parm grinder and it supposedly feeds a family of four. And you said, I officially am announcing that I am a family of four. I spit my coffee out. You're hilarious.
By the way, I had a quarter of that sub. I am not a family of four.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess you know your limits then, right?
Learned it the hard way.
Yeah, exactly. So the other thing was I asked Joe, and you'll know where I'm coming from on this. So the chicken that they have for the chicken parm, did they order that from Sandusky, Ohio, and had a bald guy deliver it?
There is no bones in the chicken. That's the good news there, Rob. I know what you're calling back on there.
Yep, Sandusky, Ohio, buddy, you know. So listen, tonight, it's very, for me as a fan, as a Buffalo Bills fan, this is essential that I don't want the Patriots to be above us. You know, I just do not want that at all. But I think the most important thing is tonight, penalties kill me. I think that bothers me more than anything. It's like if we run a great play and we get a nice chunk yards or, you know, a nice pass down the field, and then all of a sudden flag on a play at the line of scrimmage, it's like already know it's coming back. It's just the stupid penalties, the mental mistakes that we make. And also, Bijan Robinson scares me. I'm gonna admit it. And I even said that, you know, the Bills were going to go 14-3 this year, but I didn't expect the Patriots to beat us because the teams that I saw beating us this year was Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and the Eagles. Now I don't know much about – I don't think the Eagles are capable because they're showing their true colors. So – I don't know. It just tonight's game is weird for me. I'm getting a weird vibe. I think if our offense plays a little bit better than what we did the last game, as far as DNA, as Sal Capaccio always talks about, then I think we should be fine. But Bijan Robinson scares me because of our run defense. So I don't know how you feel about that. I mean, everybody's been basically saying the same thing. But all right, let's go Sabres, 12:30, and let's go Bills. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate it. And when it comes to it, the penalties. Like, the one thing that will always irk me to my core is, all the refs were against us. Sean Hockley hates the Bills. No. You don't get to say that when the Bills also committed double-digit amount of penalties against New Orleans the week before. It is, you're not playing clean football, you're playing a little bit sloppy enough that referee crews are going to flag you. Not 1 week where you have 10 penalties plus, but 2 weeks in a row? No, that's not an accident at that point. It's not, oh, the refs are out to get us. That's, you're not playing clean football and you need to be better. So that's how that goes. So to anyone that's blaming Sean Hockley exclusively for this sort of thing, spare me. Because the Bills did it in consecutive weeks with two different referee corps. Cruz. I can't even talk anymore. I'm never blame the refs guy. Because there's a lot of factors that can always go into it. And there are always going to be more factors that go into a loss if they happen. We've got one last segment here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here. Derek Kramer in with you. Thanks for being here with me on a lovely Monday evening, or Monday evening, what the heck am I doing? On a lovely Monday morning here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.